a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back to Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. Matt Biamonte and Mitch Harper talking all things BYU, and that was good stuff from Kyle Ireland. Can't wait as the NFL playoffs are moments away from kicking off. Rams and Packers, where Jamal Williams will have a chance to advance. And the Rams without Cooper Kupp, he can't go. I think heavy favorites Green Bay, but the thing I love about the NFL, which we saw last week with the Browns, just crazy win over Pittsburgh, Mitch. Anything can happen in the NFL. Like, there's just not huge gaps in talent like you see in college football, where Alabama and Clemson and Ohio State are just head and shoulders better than everyone else. You just don't get that in the NFL. And like, even the Browns, I know that you think that they're not going to beat Kansas City, and they probably won't. I actually kind of regret that pick, but they could. That's the thing. Crazy things have happened in the NFL.
Absolutely, and it's like the Kevin Garnett thing. Anything is possible. Like, that's the thing in the NFL.
We don't Boston Celtics on this program, Mitch. We don't do it.
I that was a bad mistake, but I do like that line. I'll admit I liked the big ticket back in the day. I once wanted him as a Laker, and was kind of heartbroken when he became a Celtic. Anyway, I think that, you know, with the NFL playoffs, I think that the Chiefs, though, are going to roll. Like, I'm convinced that it's just going to be the Chiefs. But, hey, anything could happen. Like, it is true. That's one of the nice things about the NFL playoffs. And, you know, with BYU football, it seems like anything could happen, maybe, unless the powers that be in the sport intervene and say, oh, you can't do that. But, you know, BYU is willing to put together a schedule that can make the – extraordinary potentially happened, you know, with the type of scheduling they're piecing together as a football independent. And, you know, I put together a piece earlier this week, a way too early look at the 2021 schedule on KSLSports.com. And, Matt, I don't think it's necessarily the toughest schedule BYU's ever going to face in a season, but the name brands, the balance, seven Power Fives, it's an exciting schedule coming up once again in 2021.
There's not a single game on this schedule that scares me. Not one. Okay, you know what? Maybe there is one. So I was looking at this, and we'll have plenty of time to discuss this. I thought your headline was very appropriate. Way too early look at the schedule. But I was looking at it, and I think there are a couple tough games. So I'm just going to go from 3-1 toughest games as of right now. And I think the third toughest game right now is – it's tough, but I think the third toughest game, Mitch, is going to be at Baylor on October 16th. Now, Baylor's coming off a bad year, but they have some talent, and I think the reason it's going to be tougher than it would have been is Jeff Grimes is there, which means he's going to know a lot about these players, this staff. He can help formulate a game plan. So I think the fact that you have to play a former or a coach who was so recently a part of your success, I think that's going to make that game challenging on October 16th. So that's my third toughest game at Baylor. What do you got?
You know, I look at the schedule, and I think that the third toughest game to me would be Arizona State. I think ASU is going to be a good team. I don't know if we learned anything about ASU this year. I think they only played like three games this season. But Jaden Daniels, they got a good quarterback. And I just think Herm Edwards and Antonio Pierce, that coaching staff, they've made a lot of inroads in recruiting in the state of California. So their talent level and their depth at Arizona State has quietly just gotten a lot better. But they haven't broken into, you know, that Pac-12 South championship tier yet. It's been about 7 years when Todd Graham was there for the Sun Devils. I like the renewal of that matchup. It's so odd to think that BYU and ASU haven't played since 1998 when Kalani Sitake was a player with the Cougars. And he always points to that game back in his playing days as one of the big games of his career. But I'd say ASU would be number three for me. What would be your number two?
I got ASU at number two. I think everything you said is true. Jaden Daniels is a good quarterback. They've got some talent there. I think that'll be a challenging game. But oddly enough, I think it's less challenging this year than it would have been in 2020. I think that 2020 road game would have been tougher if it had been a normal year. So I think getting them at home, and like you said, we didn't learn much about them. And so I got them at number two.
I'm going to go number two, Virginia. I think Virginia is going to be just – there's going to be emotions in that one, man. There's going to be – that is a juicy game. I'm stunned that it's on the schedule still, to be
Me
honest,
too.
Matt, because Bronco made it pretty clear the moment that – and obviously, Bronco Mendenhall, the head coach, former BYU head coach of 11 years, won 99 ball games with the Cougars. I mean, he made it clear when he announced he was going to Virginia, like, I don't want to ever coach against BYU. I never want to do that in my coaching tenure. And I think he had a piece, an interview back in the springtime where he's like, I don't want to play BYU. I want to buy out of the game, but BYU is not having that. They don't want to get the game bought out. And so the game's going to apparently happen. And I was kind of disappointed, too, that Bronco was like, you know, there's other opportunities in non-conference. There's nothing really to gain playing BYU in the non-conference. And I was kind of bummed to hear that. But yeah. I just think that's going to be a tough matchup because I just think the emotions, and I think there's going to be, Bronco's going to want to get the better of BYU and Kalani's going to want to get the better of Bronco. Like, I just think that's going to be a juicy matchup on October 30th.
I think BYU would actually, they might may have been interested in that if this was a September game, but they're not backing out of October 30th because there's no one you can get better than Virginia on that date.
No.
So no wonder BYU's going nowhere. That one's just on the outside for me of the top three because I think, I don't think Virginia's very good. And we're running out of time, but my toughest game is the last game, USC. I think on the road at USC, their recruiting's getting better. I think that's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, for me, it's Utah. That's just emotions. I think that Utah game is going to be just always challenging. It's a mental hurdle that BYU's got to eventually climb, and they're going to try to do that in 2021. Got to take a break, though. On the other side, we'll get a preview of BYU and San Francisco. It's a big game for the Cougar Cagers. Coming up next here on Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.